KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, got ahead of myself there, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. You can use our app, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. The killing of our children stop, he says. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
The White House says President Trump will meet with former Israeli hostages and their families today. The meeting will be held at the White House this afternoon. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Board of Regents has taken another step toward tightening the rules on faculty tenure. The Lawrence Journal World reports the issue was discussed at Wednesday's board meeting. New rules under consideration would require tenured faculty to undergo a comprehensive review every 5 years instead of the current 7. Two consecutive unsatisfactory reviews could lead to dismissal. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the new rules at its next meeting in December. Universities in Kansas are attracting fewer international students. That's according to a new report. Suzanne Perez has more.
Data from the Institute of International Education shows a nationwide drop in enrollment amid uncertainty over the Trump administration's stance toward international students. At Kansas State University this fall, the number of new students from other countries is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, the number of international graduate students dropped more than 20%. Researcher Mirka Martel says the decreases are nationwide.
International graduate totals decreased by 12%. And non-degree decreased by 17%.
At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international student enrollment is down about 4%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The families of two transgender teens in Kansas are suing to temporarily block a ban on gender-affirming care for young people. Hearings began Wednesday. Blocking the law would allow young Kansans to resume hormone therapies and other treatments that will soon be prohibited entirely. An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union is representing the families, who say the law passed in February is discriminatory and violates rights to bodily autonomy. Attorneys for the state of Kansas argue the state has a legitimate interest in keeping children from making irreversible medical decisions. The three Osage County deputies wounded while responding to a domestic disturbance last weekend have been released from the hospital. A state trooper who was also wounded in the incident remains hospitalized but is recovering. The four officers were shot after responding to a call Saturday morning near Carbondale. The suspected shooter was shot and killed. A rodeo scheduled for this weekend in Mulvane, Kansas, has been canceled due to confirmed cases of equine herpes virus in the region. Mulvane straddles the Sedgwick-Sumner County line. Officials with the Prairie Circuit Finals Rodeo say they made the decision to cancel the event after careful consultation with veterinarians. Equine herpes virus is highly contagious and can be fatal in horses. College basketball scores. KU women defeated Minnesota last night, 63-57. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near 61. After 5 p.m., some showers will move in, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Overnight, lows around 52. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 59 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from...
Good morning and welcome to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on Morning Edition, food assistance has been reinstated for low-income families after the shutdown, but even with federal aid now flowing, food banks say demand is still high and it could stay that way for a while.
We put a million more pounds out the door this week than we did last week. So you can see it escalating.
Why emergency food charities are still feeling the strain. That's coming right up in the next segment of Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Patchy morning fog today, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 61 degrees. This evening and overnight, there's a good chance we'll see showers and thunderstorms. In fact, a 90% chance overnight. Lows overnight around 52 degrees. In Lawrence, it's cloudy, 48.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, is there a new US-Russia peace plan for Ukraine? The human trafficking Filipino mayor, the radical green mining tycoon, remembering Spain's dictator, and Australia's social media ban for under-16s.
The BBC NewsHour starts at 9, right after Morning Edition this morning on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Local policies are needed, they say, to reduce the production of plastics and to clean up the ones that are already in the wild. Nate Rott, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Donita Brown cares for both her parents. Mom's upstairs, dad's downstairs. She calls it a gift, but it can also be hard. So she founded a group to support daughters like her.
Sometimes when we have things, it's not easy. And so we're able to share those stories and laugh about them because it's real.
I'm Juana Summers, life as a family caregiver on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 61. After 5 p.m., the showers move in. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 48 degrees. It's 6:30.
President Trump has signed the bill passed by Congress requiring the DOJ to release the files within 30 days. It allows Attorney General Pam Bondi to redact or withhold information that might jeopardize a federal investigation. A House committee spent part of yesterday looking at stock trades by members of Congress and whether to strengthen current limits or perhaps ban them outright. Dan Savekas is with the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. He told members of the committee Americans are distrustful when some lawmakers become wealthy off stock trades.
They have the ability to trade based off of non-public information in a way that would land ordinary private citizens in legal hot water.
Members of Congress are allowed to make stock trades if they comply with insider trading laws and are disclosed within 30 days. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Universities in Kansas are attracting fewer international students, according to a new report. Data from the Institute of International Education shows a nationwide drop in enrollment amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. At Kansas State University this fall, the number of new students from other countries is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, the number of international graduate students dropped more than 20%. At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international enrollment is down about 4%. Hearings began Wednesday in the case of two Kansas families seeking to reverse the state's ban on gender-affirming care for young people. Zane Irwin reports.
The ban on puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and other treatments for Kansas adolescents became law in February. Two Douglas County families say the law discriminates against their transgender children and defies their rights to bodily autonomy. They're asking a state court to temporarily halt the law. But Chris Kobach, the Republican Kansas Attorney General, says the ban does not violate individual rights under the federal and state constitutions.
This is ultimately a legal case. It's not a policy judgment. It's not a review of individual treatments for individual people. It's about the law.
Under current law, gender-affirming medical treatments for Kansans under 18 will be totally prohibited on January 1st. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The power company Evergy is warning that scammers are using sophisticated targeted tactics to target customers in Kansas. The tactics include fake websites that mimic Evergy's, as well as fake phone numbers that give the appearance of being associated with the company. Evergy says customers should only pay bills through its app or its official website, evergy.com. A judge has ruled that the city of Salina violated a restaurant's First Amendment rights when it ordered the business to stop work on a mural depicting a giant hamburger. The mural on the front of the Cozy Inn restaurant remains unfinished. The city said it violated a sign ordinance. Attorneys for the restaurant argued that the city violated the restaurant's free speech. On Wednesday, a federal judge sided with the restaurant. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs near 61. After 5 p.m., showers and thunderstorms move in, 90% chance overnight. Lows overnight around 52. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR.
An ad warning. Thank you, Alyssa.
You bet.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead on Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep chats with Senators John Curtis, a Republican from Utah, and Mark Kelly, a Democrat from Arizona, about bipartisan legislation that would hold social media companies liable for harm caused by their algorithms. We'll explain how that would work in about 10 minutes. How the weather will work today, at least according to the National Weather Service. We'll have some patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 61 degrees. Around 5 p.m., some showers and thunderstorms move in. Overnight, there's a 90% chance of precipitation, lows around 52. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 59. By Saturday, though, things should clear out. Forecast for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 48 degrees. The time is 6:44.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of vibraphonist Mark Riddle, Mr. Howley, and Tiki Vibes, plus the bongos, flutes, and guitars of Los Admiradores. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, me Martinez. Pope Leo XIV was...
But he says that uncertainty has everyone scared. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Cúcuta, Colombia.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, starting off with Aaron Copland right after the news at 9. And then we'll enjoy some German Baroque flute music, a Giovanni Gabrieli Sonata for Brass Choir, plus Haydn's Last Symphony, Samuel Barber's First Symphony, and an organ piece by Leo Sowerby called Comes Autumn Time. Fantastic music from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Here's a weather forecast for today. Some patchy fog this morning. Could be some pretty dense fog in areas. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures today near 61 degrees, winds out of the northeast only around 5 miles an hour. After 5 p.m., there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms. The forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms, chance of precipitation 90%, lows around 52. Tomorrow, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs tomorrow near 59. All the precipitation should move out by Saturday morning. Forecast for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 61. Couple nice days for the weekend. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 48 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 47. It's 9 before 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm Martinez.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
They don't expect a decrease soon because of other cuts in aid.
Food banks have already seen significant cuts in federal funds that help them buy local food. Now they're bracing for federal SNAP spending to shrink by billions more as new laws begin to take effect. Factor in the holidays and changes to other safety net programs like Medicaid and health insurance subsidies, and food bank executives like Eric Cooper of the San Antonio Food Bank are worried.
I'm not sleeping, but, you know, naively, maybe I hope that the demand will lessen. But I'm still sending out more than what's coming in.
Trump administration officials are downplaying any negative impact of SNAP cuts, saying they're cracking down on, quote, proven cases of waste, fraud, and abuse. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The Labor Department is going to report the U.S. employment numbers for September. NPR Scott Horsley says the release of the data was held up by the government shutdown.
The report details employment and unemployment for the month of September. And even though the numbers are a little stale by now, having gathered dust during the six-week government shutdown, analysts will be looking closely for any clues about the strength or weakness of the job market heading into the final months of the year. This is the last jobs report the Federal Reserve will get before its next decision on interest rates in about 3 weeks. The Labor Department says jobs numbers for October and November will be released together in mid-December after the Fed meeting. Some of the usual October data, including the unemployment rate, won't be released at all because it wasn't collected while government number crunchers were furloughed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The funeral for former Vice President Dick Cheney will be held this morning at Washington National Cathedral. Cheney served as VP with former President George W. Bush, who will speak at today's service. It's not clear if President Trump will attend. He's never commented publicly on Cheney's death and has had cool relations with Cheney's family. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Board of Regents has taken another step toward tightening the rules on faculty tenure. The Lawrence Journal World reports the issue was discussed at Wednesday's board meeting. New rules under consideration would require tenured faculty to undergo a comprehensive review every 5 years instead of the current 7. Two consecutive unsatisfactory reviews could lead to dismissal. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the new rules at its next meeting in December. Universities in Kansas are attracting fewer international students. That's according to a new report. Suzanne Perez has more.
Data from the Institute of International Education shows a nationwide drop in enrollment amid uncertainty over the Trump administration's stance toward international students. At Kansas State University this fall, the number of new students from other countries is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, the number of international graduate students dropped more than 20%. Researcher Mirka Martel says the decreases are nationwide.
International graduate totals decreased by 12%, and non-degree decreased by 17%.
At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international student enrollment is down about 4%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The families of two transgender teens in Kansas are suing to temporarily block a ban on gender-affirming care for young people. Hearings began Wednesday. Blocking the law would allow young Kansans to resume hormone therapies and other treatments that will soon be prohibited entirely. An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union is representing the families, who say the law passed in February is discriminatory and violates rights to bodily autonomy. Attorneys for the state of Kansas argue the state has a legitimate interest in keeping children from making irreversible medical decisions. The three Osage County deputies wounded while responding to a domestic disturbance last weekend have been released from the hospital. A state trooper who was also wounded in the incident remains hospitalized but is recovering. The four officers were shot after responding to a call Saturday morning near Carbondale. The suspected shooter was shot and killed. In college basketball, the KU women defeated Minnesota last night by a score of 63-57. Weather forecast for today. We'll have some patchy morning fog. Could be dense in some places. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 61. After 5 p.m., showers and thunderstorms move in. Forecast for tonight, 90% chance of precipitation, lows around 52 degrees. Forecast for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, highs near 59. All that precipitation should move out, though, Friday night. And the forecast for Saturday right now is good, partly sunny with a high near 56. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 61. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 48 degrees, Topeka, cloudy, 47 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Still ahead on Morning Edition, President Trump insulted and threatened journalists this week after fielding unwelcome questions.
Your news is so fake, and it's so wrong, and we have a great commissioner, chairman, who should look at that.
A closer look at the president's attempts to intimidate the press coming up in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Here's a weather forecast. Patchy morning fog, could be dense in some places. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. Highs this afternoon near 61 degrees. Winds out of the northeast just around 5 miles an hour. After 5 p.m., there's a chance we could see some showers and thunderstorms. A real good chance. In fact, a 90% chance, according to the National Weather Service. That's overnight. Low temperatures overnight around 52 degrees. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Chance of precipitation, 80%. Highs tomorrow near 59. Weekend looks good, though. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 61. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies and 49 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, is there a new US-Russia peace plan for Ukraine? The human trafficking Filipino mayor? The radical green mining tycoon? Remembering Spain's dictator, and Australia's social media ban for under-16s.
The BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock. That's after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Donita Brown cares for both her parents. Mom's upstairs, dad's downstairs. She calls it a gift, but it can also be hard. So she founded a group to support daughters like her.
Sometimes when we have things, it's not easy. And so we're able to share those stories and laugh about them because it's real.
I'm Juana Summers, Life as a Family Caregiver on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson's your host for All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 49 degrees, Topeka cloudy, 47. The time is 7:30.
It's been close to absolute zero for billions of years, and so we think it's preserved all sorts of chemical information for that amount of time, and is giving us a sample of what was present in the disk around some distant star where this thing formed.
The comet is not expected to get any closer than 170 million miles from Earth. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Universities in Kansas are attracting fewer international students, according to a new report. Data from the Institute of International Education shows a nationwide drop in enrollment amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. At Kansas State University this fall, the number of new students from other countries is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, the number of international graduate students dropped more than 20%. At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international enrollment is down about 4%. Hearings began Wednesday in the case of two Kansas families seeking to reverse the state's ban on gender-affirming care for young people. Zane Irwin reports.
The ban on puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and other treatments for Kansas adolescents became law in February. Two Douglas County families say the law discriminates against their transgender children and defies their rights to bodily autonomy. They're asking a state court to temporarily halt the law. But Chris Kobach, the Republican Kansas Attorney General, says the ban does not violate individual rights under the federal and state constitutions.
This is ultimately a legal case. It's not a policy judgment. It's not a review of individual treatments for individual people. It's about the law.
Under current law, gender-affirming medical treatments for Kansans under 18 will be totally prohibited on January 1st. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A judge has ruled that the city of Salina violated a restaurant's First Amendment rights when it ordered the business to stop work on a mural depicting a giant hamburger. The mural on the front of the Cozy Inn restaurant remains unfinished. The city said it violated a sign ordinance. Attorneys for the restaurant argued that the city violated the restaurant's free speech. On Wednesday, a federal judge sided with the restaurant. A spokesperson for the city of Salina says the city is considering, quote, potential next steps toward resolution of the matter. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog this morning, could be some areas of dense fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Tonight, some showers and thunderstorms move in. Low temperatures overnight around 52, chance of precipitation is 90%. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high temperatures tomorrow near 59 degrees. All the rain should move out by the weekend. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 49 degrees at 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from UKG, committed to making work work. Their HR, pay, and
you. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, tensions between Asia's two largest economies are in the spotlight after Japan's new prime minister signaled a hard-line stance with its neighbor over Taiwan. China has responded by issuing a travel warning, pulling Japanese films. We'll have more on this international dispute coming up on the Marketplace Morning Report in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs this afternoon near 61 degrees. Winds out of the northeast just around 5 miles an hour. There is a 90% chance we will see precipitation overnight in the form of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 52. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 59. All the precipitation should move out late Friday, leaving us on Saturday with a partly sunny day, highs near 56. Sunday looks nice, too. Partly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 49 degrees.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly Kansas music showcase. On the show this week, we're going to continue our dive into some deeper cuts from Kansas music as inspired by the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. We'll also have new music from Joel vs. Joel, jazz, and the Draper Family Band. That's all this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Layla Faldick.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. In 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. If you have not yet purchased your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, you better hurry. Tickets to our annual holiday bash sold out fast last year. This year's event, Saturday night, December 13th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com and Liberty Hall. It's made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog. Could be dense in some areas, do beware of that. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. Highs this afternoon around 61 degrees. Winds out of the northeast just around 5 miles an hour. Beginning after 5 p.m., there's a chance we'll see some showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. Forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 52. Tomorrow, showers, maybe a lingering thunderstorm, highs near 59. The outlook for the weekend, though, looks good. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 61. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 49 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 47. It's 9 minutes before 8.
United States. And, of course, that has a chilling effect on other countries who see that China is now willing to stand up to the United States. You know, what would they do to my small country?
Mary Lovely, Senior Fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM American Public Media.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Serving you since 1952, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Is in Ukraine. News reports in France say French authorities are looking into comments made by the Grok chatbot on the platform X. The chatbot made statements in French denying the Holocaust. The post was deleted after it was challenged by the Auschwitz Museum. The X platform then said the statement was fake. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Board of Regents has taken another step toward tightening the rules on faculty tenure. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the issue was discussed at Wednesday's board meeting. New rules under consideration would require tenured faculty to undergo a comprehensive review every 5 years instead of the current 7. Two consecutive unsatisfactory reviews could lead to dismissal. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the new rules at its next meeting in December. Universities in Kansas are attracting fewer international students. That's according to a new report. Suzanne Perez has more.
Data from the Institute of International Education shows a nationwide drop in enrollment amid uncertainty over the Trump administration's stance toward international students. At Kansas State University this fall, the number of new students from other countries is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, the number of international graduate students dropped more than 20%. Researcher Mirka Martel says the decreases are nationwide.
International graduate totals decreased by 12%, and non-degree decreased by 17%.
At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international student enrollment is down about 4%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The families of two transgender teens in Kansas are suing to temporarily block a ban on gender-affirming care for young people. Hearings began Wednesday. Blocking the law would allow young Kansans to resume hormone therapies and other treatments that will soon be prohibited entirely. An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union is representing the families, who say the law passed in February is discriminatory and violates rights to bodily autonomy. Attorneys for the state of Kansas argue the state has a legitimate interest in keeping children from making irreversible medical decisions. A rodeo scheduled for this weekend in Mulvane, Kansas, has been canceled due to confirmed cases of equine herpes virus in the region. Mulvane straddles the Sedgwick-Sumner County line. Officials with the Prairie Circuit Finals Rodeo say they made the decision to cancel the event after careful consultation with veterinarians. They say the health and safety of every horse is their highest priority. Equine herpes virus, or EHV, is highly contagious and can be fatal in horses. College basketball last night, the KU women defeated Minnesota 63-57. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise cloudy skies, mostly cloudy skies, I should say. High temperatures this afternoon near 61 degrees. Tonight, some showers and thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Lows overnight around 52. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 59 degrees. On Saturday, though, things look good. The forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high near 56. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 49 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from it.
This is NPR News.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, food assistance has been reinstated for low-income families after the shutdown. But even with federal aid flowing again, food banks say demand is still high and it could stay that way.
We put 1 million more pounds out the door this week than we did last week. So you can see it escalating.
Why emergency food charities are still feeling the strain. That's coming right up in just a couple minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, we'll start off with Aaron Copland at 9:06 a.m. right after the news, and then we'll enjoy some German Baroque flute music and a Giovanni Gabriella Sonata for Brass Choir, plus Haydn's Last Symphony, Samuel Barber's First Symphony, and an organ piece by Leo Sowerby called Comes Autumn Time. Fantastic music on tap on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia today. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs today near 61 degrees after 5 p.m., looks like some rain will move in. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies and 50 degrees. The time is 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
Hard. So she founded a group to support daughters like her.
Sometimes when we have things, it's not easy. And so we're able to share those stories and laugh about them because it's real.
I'm Juana Summers, life as a family caregiver on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 327 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog. It could be dense in places. Do be advised of that. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Rain moving in this evening. We'll have more details coming right up. It's 8:30.
Has called on Harvard to bar Summers from teaching at the university. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Carapeza in Boston.
The Labor Department says employers in the U.S. added 119,000 jobs in September, more than double what was expected. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Universities in Kansas are attracting fewer international students, according to a new report. Data from the Institute of International Education shows a nationwide drop in enrollment amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. At Kansas State University this fall, the number of new students from other countries is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, the number of international graduate students dropped more than 20%. At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international enrollment is down about 4%. Hearings began Wednesday in the case of two Kansas families seeking to reverse the state's ban on gender-affirming care for young people. Zane Irwin reports.
The ban on puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and other treatments for Kansas adolescents became law in February. Two Douglas County families say the law discriminates against their transgender children and defies their rights to bodily autonomy. They're asking a state court to temporarily halt the law. But Chris Kobach, the Republican Kansas Attorney General, says the ban does not violate individual rights under the federal and state constitutions.
This is ultimately a legal case. It's not a policy judgment. It's not a review of individual treatments for individual people. It's about the law.
Under current law, gender-affirming medical treatments for Kansans under 18 will be totally prohibited on January 1st. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A judge has ruled that the city of Salina violated a restaurant's First Amendment rights when it ordered the business to stop work on a mural depicting a giant hamburger. The mural on the front of the Cozy Inn restaurant remains unfinished. The city said it violated a sign ordinance. Attorneys for the restaurant argued that the city violated the restaurant's free speech. On Wednesday, a federal judge sided with the restaurant. A spokesperson for the city of Salina says the city is considering, quote, potential next steps toward resolution of the matter. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog. Some areas will be dense, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. This evening, some rain moves in. Forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows around 52 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 59 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies and 50 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you're with us for Morning Edition on this Thursday. Double-checking the date. Coming up on Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep chats with two U.S. senators, John Curtis, a Republican from Utah, and Mark Kelly, a Democrat from Arizona, about their bipartisan legislation that would hold social media companies liable for harm caused by their algorithms. We'll explain how that would work in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center's Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting a concert by Canadian folk duo Quote the Raven, November 25th, 7 p.m. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Patchy morning fog. In fact, we could see some areas of dense fog this morning. Do be aware of that. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high near 61. Rain moving in tonight. In Lawrence at the moment, though, cloudy skies, 50 degrees. Topeka cloudy, 49 degrees. The time is 8:44.
Next time on Prairie Journal, from Mexico to Kansas, the story of three generations of Mexican-American women. Dennis Garcia is the author of Las Madres, part of our Kansas Notable Book Series. We'll also hear from the folks at Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. In KPR's community,
the day after is the problem, he says. We like to think we will be different, but he says that uncertainty has everyone scared. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Cúcuta, Colombia.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. On KPR2, you'll hear news from the BBC. Here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversation about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you can use to stay informed in our changing world. But we can only do this through membership support. You are the essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org and support news that matters. Weather forecast, still some fog out there this morning, still dense in some places too. Otherwise, though, it should be mostly cloudy today with a high near 61 degrees. After 5 p.m., there's a 30% chance of showers. For tonight, there's a 90% chance of showers and maybe some thunderstorms, too. Lows overnight around 52. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 59. All the precipitation should move out late Friday. Forecast for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Forecast for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 61. So after the rain, it should be a nice weekend. In Lawrence right now, cloudy, 50 degrees. It's 9 before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Faldin.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Thursday morning. Do keep listening. Up next, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. That's coming up right after the NPR newscast on KPR2. You can hear the BBC NewsHour. Weather forecast for today, still some fog out there in places. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high near 61. Winds out of the northeast, only around 5 miles an hour. Around 5 p.m., some clouds move in, bringing with them a good chance of showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. The forecast for tonight, 90% chance of precipitation, lows around 52 degrees. Tomorrow, showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Highs tomorrow near 59. All the precipitation should be moving out late Friday. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 61. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News and